Morning, wake up back on your Tuesday, 22nd day of September. We'll keep you updated as traffic picks up, as is its wont, of course, and it will between now and the 7 o'clock and, of course, the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, Rich has got news covered all the way around. We're following, you know, where things are going with the U.S. military in terms of women in frontline combat. Seems like the Army and with its Rangers and the Air Force and the Navy even are all okay with this and basically saying we're moving forward with men and women hand in hand, literally and figuratively, at the front line. Not so much with the Marine Corps. How come? Let's find out with someone who's an expert. Naval veteran, president of and CEO of Grace Under Fire. This is a program that directs and oversees efforts and activities related to developing and implementing an innovative peer-to-peer counseling program for veterans coming back to civilian life. That's a big issue these days. Mia Williams, good morning, Mia.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. So what's your take on this? You served in the United States Navy. The Navy is, you know, the oversight here with the Marine Corps, but the Marines, historically, my dad was a Marine. You know, they rule their own way. What's your take on this?
You know, women have been fighting and been in the military for decades. One thing that I like to bring up is that women bring a lot of adaptability and order and are good communicators in the military. And so I love the fact that the Navy and the Army and the Air Force still have are closing no jobs to the women. And I just believe that the Marine Corps should follow the same suit, that the women are capable of carrying out any job that is before them, properly trained, they can carry out any job.
Do you think, though, that the recent, and there was, you know, recent training that went on with women that was, you know, that was in the headlines and saying, you know, are they going to meet the exact same standards that males have had to meet with the Marine Corps? And the Marines, I guess there was some feeling among certain Corps and brass, and also those who were former Marines, who said, you know, they're going to have to bend the rules to make that happen. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I disagree with that. I disagree that they don't have to bend the rules. And we can even take it back to those women who completed the Ranger, the Army Ranger School.
Right.
Women have that mental strength and leadership and, like I said, order. And so, and those things are required to even be on the front lines and lines in infantry or such jobs. So the women still bring what they need in order to complete the job. And so, no, I just don't think, I don't agree with that.
The Marines had a report here. This was this report is coming out after a study, and the study, again, with the Marine Corps, indicated that all male infantry units, all guys, performed at a higher level than units with women in them. They also said specifically that all male units moved quicker, they shot more accurately, they could carry more weight, and they suffered fewer injuries than those that were gender integrated. Do you think that that's an accurate reflection or study or not? I mean, do you think I'm asking you, do you think the Marines are cooking the books, or are they honest about this and they may lose, but they're going to go down, you know, they're going to go down fighting to try to keep the status quo?
I think that we need to even ask ourselves this about the Marine Corps, is that the women, we have to see what the women do bring, and that is that when in an integrated men and women unit, women bring more communication, better communication, and again, back to that order. And when a woman, man or woman is properly trained, I think a woman can do the same job as a man.
And it just gets, so for you, it's pretty cut and dry then, right?
It's pretty cut and dry. Women bring strength to the units, to the whatever unit they may be. They bring strength to the military. I wouldn't, again, going back to that Army Ranger School, I wouldn't put it past a woman, because myself being a veteran, to not be able to complete any job at hand, whether, again, that's infantry or what have you.
I was going to say, is there anything, based on your experience, is there anything that because of any physical differences that women just can't or should, not that they can't, but that by and large in general, they couldn't do as well as a guy? Is there anything that you saw or encountered in your military career that would make you say, yeah, I could see that that should be just for guys? Anything at all?
Nothing at all. I wouldn't put it past a woman to be able to complete a task. Again, men and women, we walk together, and I think women bring strength together as a man. We couldn't, as a military as a whole, men, we could not complete the task unless we walk side by side. Women bring, again, a strength and adaptability and organizational success to our male counterparts. So I really believe that walking side by side, men and women, we bring different skills, but we can complete the task at hand together. There's nothing that a woman could not do. No. Properly trained with the skills that we have naturally and learned, there's nothing that a woman can do.
Skip the gender part here, that there's some natural kind of bucking of heads that goes on between the Navy with oversight and the Marine Corps that goes back a long, long time that has nothing to do with gender. And some of that can come into play here, too?
Sure. Absolutely. But what we're talking about right now is the gender aspect of men and women, whether a woman can successfully complete the task that a man can do. And if there's in every job aspect, infantry being one of the ones that the Marine Corps is questioning.
What do you tell us about your group that aims to help female veterans coming back to civilian life here, and if that is all changing in terms of frontline combat, how your role with this will have to adapt and change as well as those situations get very different?
Sure. This is a very important conversation, what we're talking about, but I believe that the real battle begins when the women come back from combat or the military, transitioning back into the civilian sector.
Right.
And so what Grace After Fire does is that helps the women veterans go back to their roles, because they're leaving their husbands or children, and they're in combat for however long, and they have to come back to the civilian sector and quote-unquote be who they used to be when they left, but it's just impossible. When you go into the military and come back out, whether it's combat or non-combat, you become a changed person. And so
sure.
What Grace After Fire does is help transition those women back by holding peer-to-peer groups throughout the cities, and they can have a safe place to come and talk about their experiences, whether it's military related or just being home on the home front, trying to get a job or keep a house, pay their utilities, and just kind of reintegrate back into what they used to be, or try to live this new life now as a combat veteran.
And the website, Mia?
The website is www.graceafterfire.org, and the people who are listening, they can go on that website and just see how they can help out those women veterans and tap into those resources and that information right there on the website.
See, I remembered that for you. That was good all the way around.
Awesome.
Mia Williams is the CEO with Grace Under Fire here. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a wonderful day, Mia.
Thank you.
More ahead here coming up on your Tuesday Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley, and this is 1320 WILS.